Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This week's Loud and Local Band of the Week is Lo Hums. Local Band of the Week, Lo Hums. You want more info? All you got to do is just listen to Steve. He's got it for you.
They got a bunch of shows coming up. I really dig their psychedelic vibe as well, but they're playing on the 18th. Great show. Them and Kinski, and that's going to be over at Alma Mater in Tacoma. And then on the 25th, they're over at the Parliament Tavern. And then on the 30th, they're at the Southgate Roller Rink. Of course, you can get all that information at KISW.com.
Yeah, just go to the BJ and Migs page. And don't forget, Sunday nights, if you like local music, 2 solid hours of it. Yeah, Loud and Local, Sunday nights at 10 o'clock, right here on The Rock. Great bands. Like Lo Hums. Friday, everybody.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
How's everyone feeling after this first full week of the new year?
Oh, I'm finally glad it's over. Seriously.
It's been so long. It's taken forever.
It really has.
I feel like every day you have made some kind of
I've tried
statement
to.
About the fact that we're still fresh off the new year.
It does feel that way to me. It's a tough week.
I'm reminding everybody maybe not to write 2019 on their checks. Do people write checks anymore?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I still do, but, you know, just
every once in a while. Very rare.
You're reminding everybody not to write 2019?
No, to write 2019.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, don't forget that it is the new year, and yes. There's a whole bunch of new things that people have done, probably, I'm sure, somewhere for the new year.
Wow, this is great talk.
Kind of petered out there. Good. All right, fine. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Jimbo in Tacoma.
How often when you're having dinner with your wife do you say to her, are you even listening to me?
A lot more than, I get a lot. Yeah. That would be a lot more than you would imagine, but apparently you can.
She's probably just
picture her zoning out. Like,
I think he's just talking to himself at this point.
Yeah.
There's a lot of times where I'm like, did you just hear that? I said something very funny. And she's like, huh? And I'm like, all right, fine, never mind. And she's like, oh, no, what did you say? And I'm like, I'm not repeating it.
And she's like, it's like a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. Exactly. Great. You probably said something funny, but then what about those other
piles
of piles? You cracked the code to our relationship.
Don't forget, it's 2019, Ref.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
First,
write those checks.
Rudeness of the year there.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to our contestant. We got Jimbo in Tacoma. Jimbo, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Ravi is playing for a ticket to check out Rival Sons. They're going to be at the Neptune Theater on May 2nd. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Rival Sons, get your tickets now. Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jimbo will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jimbo, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Champagne is a sparkling wine made from the grapes grown in the Champagne region of which country?
France.
Yes. A Labradoodle is a cross between what two dog breeds?
Labrador and a poodle.
Yes. What year did Kanye West interrupt Taylor Swift during the VMAs?
Oh, geez. 2012.
No.
2014.
No.
2015.
No. Oh. What color is the star on Cuba's flag?
Blue.
No.
Red.
No.
Green.
No. Oh. The vehicle manufacturer Volvo was founded in which European country?
Switzerland.
No.
Germany.
No.
Pass.
What famous building would you find located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
The White House.
Yes. Nice. In what country is Guinness Stout brewed?
Ireland.
Yes. Andy Pettit was a famous, well-known professional at what sport?
Tennis.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4. Correct.
And Steve will get the Pettit question.
You think he will?
Well, because he's a Yankee.
So, is he? Oh, I didn't even know that.
He was a Yankee. He was a good one, too.
Ooh. Well, Jimbo?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that you've lost, but...
Yeah, I am. I am.
Okay.
I'm saying you've lost.
Wow.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
But Steve's here. You never know. I mean, Steve
could
be. It's
true. He has dropped a deuce this week.
Yeah, he has.
So we'll have to see if you can.
Well, I hope
make
he's
that
done more
again.
Than just one, though. I mean, otherwise, he needs to go to the doctor.
Thanks. Steve. Wow. Are you ready?
Ah, yes.
Champagne is a sparkling wine made from the grapes grown in the Champagne region of which country?
America.
No. France. Yes.
France.
A Labradoodle is a cross between what two dog breeds?
A Labrador and a poodle.
Yes. What year did Kanye West interrupt Taylor Swift during the VMAs?
Oh, I still hate him for that.
I don't. Crap. 2008.
No.
2009.
Yes.
Yes.
What color is the star on Cuba's flag?
Yellow?
No.
Red?
No.
Blue?
No.
Gold?
No. Oh. The vehicle manufacturer Volvo was founded in which European country?
Volvo.
Germany?
No.
France?
No.
Italy?
No. What famous building would you find located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
White House.
Yes. In what country is Guinness Stout brewed?
Germany.
No.
Wait, no, Ireland.
Yes. Andy Pettit was a well-known professional at what sport?
Baseball.
Yes.
Baseball.
Which university was founded as the College of New Jersey?
Rutgers.
No.
Seton Hall.
No.
Fordham.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Steve, you win 6-4.
Closer than we thought, actually.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jimbo.
That's all good. He won it fair and square.
All right, you take it easy, buddy. Try again sometime, my friend.
Yeah, keep on trying. Yeah, against the man.
Thank you.
Yeah, buddy. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Is he, though?
He is right now.
Yeah.
Victorious, BJ.
I didn't realize it's been almost 10 years since Kanye interrupted Taylor Swift.
Yeah, and she's completely changed when you think about what she was then and who she is now.
I've had this conspiracy theory forever. I still think the two of them have been in cahoots since day one.
I wouldn't, I can't really disagree with that.
He's the bad guy. People are okay with the rapper being the bad guy. You know, that makes him tough. She's a sympathetic baby face. You know what I mean?
Oh, putting him in wrestling terms?
He's a heel.
Yeah.
She's a baby face.
Yeah.
In order for you to have a great baby face, you need a great heel. He does something awful to her. Everybody feels bad for her. All of a sudden, her record sales skyrocketed after that. And really, he didn't do anything awful. He just interrupted an acceptance speech.
Yeah.
And they're still at times taking shots at each other. The feud continues. It's a blood feud.
And it does. I mean, wasn't there an article, brother, something written about where he did he do a video that was supposedly her naked in bed, but then she said it was okay, and Kim came out and said, wait a minute, we had a conversation, and you're pretending like you're shocked by this.
Yes.
Which adds fuel to your conspiracy
theory.
Yes. Yeah.
Damn.
I'm telling you, man, the two of them have been in on this the whole time.
Well, what's real anymore?
They're just wrestling. Brilliant, and I don't know who's gotten the better of it. I feel like Taylor has.
I think also Kanye has progressively gotten insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I think maybe the times have changed a little bit. At one point, though, I think it was beneficial for both of them. He was on top of the world at that time, and she was an up-and-comer, and then became even more on top of the world.
Yeah, she definitely, no doubt about it. And I think you have some points there about the sympathy vote. I mean, she's very talented and probably would have crossed over, but man, that really was just a super propelling moment.
But I feel like that was the moment where she became the country music darling to become just a pop music darling.
Yeah, absolutely. The color on the Star of Cuba's flag?
Is it white?
Yep. Oh, a lot easier than a lot of people were trying there.
It's tough. You go the three primaries, mm-hmm. and you only have three guesses. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was thinking, which primary way I skip, and I try white first.
Or you just waste one of your guesses. You already said yellow, and then you go gold.
Yeah. Yeah, good job, buddy.
Volvo, which European country did it start in?
Is that Germany?
No.
I guess.
Both of them said Germany. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Austria?
No. Sweden.
Oh.
I thought Sweden was guessed.
Switzerland was gassed.
Okay, that's why I was confused.
Yep.
And I suck.
Then the university that was founded as the College of New Jersey.
Is it Princeton?
Well, yeah, good job.
I couldn't think of the name of that one, so yeah. I was just throwing out other colleges I knew.
I wanted to make that just a really hard one that I figured no one would get, and there you go, BJ, congratulations.
Well, if you're an East Coaster, you know, it's just like asking him about Andy Pettit. You know, it would be like asking somebody on the East Coast about a relatively famous Seattle Mariner.
Okay.
You know, Andy was really, really good. He wasn't as famous as some other Yankees, but he still was really good. If you were in the Northeast, you knew him.
And some people would think that I look like him when I have a hat on.
Oh, really?
True. You do?
How many people do you look like? Oh, my goodness.
He's right. We got to put a hat on you. He does look like Andy Pettit.
I one time was stopped. It was actually in the same trip to New York. It was one time in a hospital and one time on the street where someone just like, you know, you look a lot like Andy Pettit. And then the person at the hospital was visiting my uncle when he was battling cancer. And a couple people were like, are you Andy Pettit? And
I'm like, why do you say yes, dude?
Right?
Sign a couple autographs.
Because then they just start looking at my body, and then they're like, from the head up, I kind of look like, but then all of a sudden you look at the rest of me.
Dude,
like,
have you seen Curt Schilling these days?
I haven't.
You know, or a couple of other retired baseball guys. Jason Veritek is another guy, former Mariner.
Are they John Kruk?
They've John Kruk themselves.
Okay. Curt Schilling, all he's doing is playing video games.
Yeah, so you, dude, seriously, it would be like, oh, this is what Andy Pettit looks like now because he's been out of the league for a while.
But I never saw it, and I would always look at these pictures. I'm like, I don't really see the resemblance. One time I was watching a Yankees game, and it was just a moment where he was pitching, and they caught it at the right angle, and I was just like, oh, okay, in that angle, I can see that.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, you told
me. Why am I pitching?
I know why I hate you.
Oh, thanks.
Well,
I didn't know you hated
me. It's an unreasonable hatred that comes up every once in a while, and I didn't know why, because Andy Pettit owned the Red Sox. He owned the Red Sox and basically cost us the 2003
championship. Oh, I think we just got to the crux of the matter right there,
Steve.
It's
like therapy, man.
I hate Andy Pettit.
And now you hate me.
He's so good. He's so good. He always was so good against us. Okay. And he's
you hate me for being so good.
He's a quality dude. Quality dude, but I hate you because of a good guy.
I need to put on a Yankees cap and throw balls at
you. Don't do it. You'll give me flashbacks.
Please. Oh, congratulations, Steve. You won with six correct.
Call number six. Guess what's happening? You're checking out Rival Sons of the Neptune Theater. Caller six at 206-421-ROCK. Caller number six. Got a judge in Texas that was convicted. This is a judge, by the way. Convicted of posting fake sex for hire ads featuring photos of two ex-girlfriends. It's a judge. Talk about absolute power corrupting absolutely. What?
I mean, you think if anyone knows poor judgment, it would be a judge. It's a terrible idea.
Yeah, judge is in the name of judgment right there. So you think he would know. Now he's going to go right here. They talk about how bad it is for a cop to go to prison. How bad is it for a judge to go to prison for 6 years?
Oh, my gosh. Especially if there's a couple people in there that, I mean, I'm thinking comic book movies, you know, those moments where you're like, you're the person who put me behind bars.
Oh, yeah, exactly. 47 years old, convicted of two counts of online impersonation after posting the photos.
Wait, a 47-year-old is a judge? That's impressive.
Yeah, I guess and some of those like local areas, you know, like, I don't know, you're a city judge or whatever. I mean, you can be young in that, you know, as opposed to Supreme Court, everybody's like really old.
I always just picture judges as being people that are like pushing 70.
Yeah.
In their 60s.
Yeah, you're thinking Supreme Court people.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, he has the most incredible skullet.
He does have a skullet. He looks like Gallagher.
My God, that is the most amazing hair.
That's not a bald capped?
No. He looks like Gallagher without a mustache.
Wow.
That is one huge head.
Wow. He's a freak show.
He clearly, he's not good with judgment. He thought that's a good hairstyle.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you're absolutely right, dude.
Wow, that's the most beautiful skullet I've ever seen.
Unfortunately, yeah, you know what?
Magnificent.
The people in prison might think it's purdy, too.
Something for them to grab onto.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
Wow.
This judge used photographs he took from his ex's Facebook pages and ads he bought on Backpage.com under the pseudonym Don Tequila. Okay. That's almost as cool as Ron Mexico, man. Don Tequila and Ron Mexico need to get together.
Tequila.
Yeah.
Tequila.
Who was Ron Mexico? Who?
That was Michael Vick, right?
Yeah. So they need to get together and do a show. Hey, everybody, I'm Ron Mexico. I'm Don Tequila.
Don Tequila?
Yeah. That's
I think he was probably drinking too much when he did this.
Yeah, just a bit. Dude,
I can never get that.
Your whole career, your whole life, you know, as a judge, I mean, you're like the top dog, done, because two women pissed you off.
Tequila!
How? I mean, I've had exes really bum me out.
Dude, you've had some exes. I've known a couple of your exes.
Well, I mean,
dude,
we all have.
But you've had worse ones than I've had.
Well, you've only had one ex, right?
That's true. In your entire life. You're right. I really have.
But you know what I mean? We've all had exes that have probably driven us insane and you get angry at. But I never once would think, you know what? I'm going to post naked pictures of them for other. I would never go that low.
Did you? Now, here's the thing. You have a position on the radio. See, when you have a position of power, did you ever think of abusing it? Because, all right, well, I'll show you. Like, you know, Kid Rock wrote that song, which I do believe is about Pamela Anderson, Twice as Hot.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, when you have that position of power, do you think, and by the way, Pamela Anderson is not the focal point of Twice as Hot. He's basically saying his new girl is, you know, half her age and twice as hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sure. Well, I mean, like using it wrong, because I mean, if you talk about it or if he sings about it, he's sharing a personal story. That's what the artist will do.
Yeah.
For us, we talk about our lives. I mean, that will come up, but I would never broadcast their number on the radio and be like, hey, or broadcast their information, be like, hey, harass this person or post a naked picture.
I've done it about
that's awful.
I've done it about coworkers, as you know. You guys, some of you have worked with me in those days. Somebody would piss me off. I go, do you forget what I do for a living? I guess you're going to remember what I do for a living, you halfwit.
Yeah.
Which I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. Back in those days, we're talking, almost 20 years ago when I first started here, I was very vengeful, very vengeful.
Well, I mean, we all make mistakes. I think over time you kind of realize.
I made a lot of them on this fine program.
Because you hear about some people in position. I see it on Twitter a lot, any kind of person that's of celebrity status. And it seems like everybody's at war with an airline. And they all, if something remotely bad goes on, they just have to blast that person on social media. I don't know.
I don't understand that either.
I'm not really from that. There are times where I really want to, man, that person gave me the worst service ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to blast them on social media. But at the end of the day, you're like, was it worth it? Do you really feel better about doing that? Who knows what?
Yeah.
You're blasting an entire company for the actions of one person.
It's tough because I have been the guy that wants to do that. I want to blast when I get really bad customer service where it is just, it's horrific. And you go, wow, don't you know that anybody can just
Don't you know who I am?
Well, I look at it like, don't you know what the world's like today because of social media? Like, why wouldn't you want to be better when you get to the highest escalation you can of a company? I've had that with industries that, and I even tell them, I go, look, I work for the same industry that you're in. I can't believe you're as bad as you are. No wonder this other company's beating your ass as far as, you know, doing their job better. I've had those conversations going, dude, I can't believe this, but, you know, sometimes you're held hostage because they're the only ones that will provide that service. Nobody else can provide it for you. But you go, you know, when I lived in another town, somebody else could do it. And they're doing it a lot better than you are.
And there are times where maybe you just hit that breaking point. I've seen that before where somebody said, they even made it a point on their Twitter. Just like, look, I don't like being this person. I usually cringe when I see people do this. But I've reached out to this company X amount of times. Nobody is answering. So now I'm tagging you on social media. Will you help me with my missing bags or something like that?
See, I think that's cool.
I don't necessarily get too upset about that because I feel like they try to handle it in a civil way, and it's just got nowhere with it. So now they're going to just put a person on blast, and then you always see that person say, DM us your information.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you guys feel like if it's not necessarily a big company, but if it's somebody like a small-time kind of, they own their own business kind of situation?
Oh, blasting him on?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you want to? You want to.
Those are the ones where I feel worse about, even though I know they should know better and they should treat their customers with high regard, but then I'm like, man, that's like, this is their living. They may have one bad thing happen and you want to just completely destroy them for that.
Well, it's been, I think, 2 years now, and I had paid an artist to draw me something.
Oh, I know this story.
It's been two years. I gave her the money. I'm like, okay, I want you to draw me a artwork for a tattoo, and she wasn't even going to do the tattoo. I was going to have somebody else do the tattoo.
So you commissioned her for artwork?
Yes. And she gave me a really, is this kind of an idea? Like a sketch? And it was kind of the crappy rough sketch. I'm like, okay, we'll change this and this and it's good. I'm like, it's no rush. Get a couple months, take your time. And it,
2 years.
And it's been 2 years. At one point, I'm like, you know what?
She's taking her time.
I had told her, I'm like, okay, it's been 6 months. It's been a year. You know, either give me the artwork or give me a refund. And she's like, okay, I'll give you a refund. Just give me a month or so.
And no refund.
No refund. And she does not return my messages on any social media page or her emails.
This is people's court stuff. See, yeah. This is what you'd see with Judge Judy.
And part of me wonders, like, she now works at a tattoo shop. I don't know if this would be kind of crazy bitch status.
Yes.
But I want to go to there and be like, look, I'm not asking for anything ridiculous. I just want a refund.
Go there, smudge up your makeup so it looks like you've been crying.
Yeah.
Brush up your hair.
Wow.
Have a dozen dead red roses in your hand. Like, give me my money.
That is a good
wow.
Look. That is a very good
look.
You just
went to a weird place.
But
there,
dude, you'll
Steve.
Get money.
Better than tweeting about it.
The tattoo place may just give her the money to get her the hell out of there.
Right?
Where's my money?
Yeah.
Just,
I want my $2.
It's frustrating, man.
Because yeah. I appreciate
it. I'm a huge fan of her work, and I've bought a lot of her artwork beforehand.
Oh, that really does suck. So you've really paid. You've given her patronage, and she doesn't make it right. That's dumb.
Yeah.
That's just dumb. But you know what? Here's what it is, and this is why so many small businesses fail. They say like 9 out of 10 businesses that start up do not succeed. A lot of people who are creatives that do go into the creative, they're not good business people. Like mm-hmm. She needs somebody to run the business for her because she's the artist. Yep. A lot of artists just don't know how to do business, and it overwhelms the hell out of them. Not making an excuse for her, but she shouldn't be in business. She should know. A lot of artists, I tell my friends, I go, dude, you're an idiot. You don't know what you're doing. You need to get a partner because otherwise you're just going to, well, no. Because it happened to me with Kickstarter. That's the worst is when Kickstarter, because Kickstarter won't help you out. And there is somebody local who I'd love to put on blast. And people have made excuse after excuse for this guy.
Bill Gates.
For not putting his game out. He took our money. It's gone. And I've heard now different rumors like, well, this is. And I see this guy at conventions with a new game. And I every time I go up to him, I go, is this really what you should be doing? Or maybe you should be doing your old game and getting it to all of us, okay?
Oh.
I'm never going to put that guy in my podcast again. He knows who he is. Everybody knows who he is. I don't care what his reasons are. I mean, but I'm not going to blast him, but I'm sure as hell in person going to blast him. So, Vicky, I have no problem going in person and just saying, hey, you owe me some cash.
Yeah, I would say go in person, demand the cash. If that doesn't happen, then what? Then what do we do?
Do I print the emails and show them to their boss?
And Steve, you got
to
show up dressed like Andy Pettit and say you will throw a 91 mile an hour fastball at her head.
Or 47 miles per hour. I mean
well, yeah, she won't know you're not the real Andy Pettit.
Probably some slack.
Yeah, at least she won't know.
Bad shoulder.
She's around my age. I don't know if she'll know who that is.
That's fair.
He'll look like a professional major league player.
Because that's what Andy Pettit does. He shows up wearing his Yankees uniform.
He's now an enforcer.
One
he doesn't carry a gun. He just carries a baseball.
It's going to cost more to buy the outfit for him to wear than the money that
how
he
about,
shows me.
Nobody ever likes my ideas.
Western Justice.
Huh?
We go old school. I dress up as my cowboy outfit.
Yes!
Oh, yes! Four,
and I walk in there and I'm just like, I hear we have a problem, ma'am.
You know what, Vicky? I will pay you the $200 if you just have Steve walk in with his old cowboy outfit.
Oh my God, yes.
I'll pay you $200. Even if she doesn't pay you, just to see Steve walk in with his with his fake guns.
Please.
I'm here to settle a debt.
This right here is a failure to communicate.
Yes!
Wow. Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, yes, please do this.
It's pretty intimidating.
Danny, will you video that for us?
Yes.
Okay. I'll buy you lunch, Steve.
I'll chicken, too.
You dress up as a horse, and I'll ride in on you.
That's down. I'm down. Can I be the front of the horse?
Yeah, Rev will be the back.
Cool.
Excuse me. Oh, no, you have to be the back, Rev, because you're our secret weapon.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Exactly. You don't want my horse to fart on you, do you, ma'am?
You don't know about this horse, ma'am. This horse is the worst.
One text says, Vicky, you should put him on blast. If she did it to you, she'll do it to others. Karma is a bitch.
There is that thing about warning other people.
I know. That's why it's like I'm torn with those things.
The trouble is this. When we're in our job, it never works. I tried that way back in the day because I got a lemon of a car from a car company that advertised on my station. Mm-hmm. And I could not get anybody to do anything about it. And I decided to blast them on the show. That didn't go well with the management because they were an advertiser. And so they were like, guess who's almost going to lose his job, moron? Like, whoops.
Your heart's in the right place, but then you think,
yeah. But you get so mad. You just want justice. You're like, how can you just treat me this way? You took my money. You should give me something or give it back. It's. All right, I got a question. Why would a doctor give someone erectile cream for an eye issue? You know, Steve, when I aim something, sometimes it goes a little cockeyed.
Oh.
Maybe that's why. You know, maybe that's why they, I don't know. We'll tell you at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock. of Seattle. A pharmacist in Scotland misread a woman's prescription for Vitapose, a lubricant for severe dry eye and corneal erosions. Misread it for Vitarose, which is a cream for erectile dysfunction.
Everybody knows the difference.
Yeah, of course. So she goes in with eye issues, and they give her Vitarose, the erectile dysfunction cream. And because of this mix-up, she suffered chemical injuries, including blurred vision and a swollen eyelid. Well, I hope it will be swollen. That's what it's supposed to do.
Proof it works.
Yeah. And redness, man. They had to treat it with antibiotics, steroids, and another lubricant. All right.
Well. Can they wait 4 hours until it went down?
She recovered within a few days, although she continues to suffer from corneal erosions. Well, that's why she went in the first
erosions.
Place.
Erosions. I think you said corneal erections.
Yeah, this corneal, man, I can't get this erection no matter what I do. Similar medication names have led to prescribing errors in the past, but in this case, it was really, really bad. And I think if I'm Vitapose, they got to put a sign on it and just go, we're not the erectile cream, or this is the erectile cream.
Why not
cream?
Just keep it simple? I mean, no one cares about the name. No one's like, the name of this, just call it eye cream and boner cream.
Boner cream.
Well, boner cream.
You wouldn't have that issue.
Yeah, you're right. You wouldn't.
Or Vitabone and Vita-Eye.
Wow. Damn, that is, oh, man.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So a pharmacist mistakenly gave erectile cream to a woman that had a dry eye problem. Based on this, finish this sentence. I really screwed up when I did blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. That's a huge screw up, man. Huge. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. I really screwed up at work when I did blank. Your calls, your texts after Sublime on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle, and it was a pharmacist who mistakenly gave erectile cream to a woman that had a dry eye problem because the products had a similar name, and so she did not have an erectile problem, but threw it in her eye anyway. That's a big screw-up, and we want you to finish this sentence. I really screwed up at work when I did blank. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Justin in Puyallup, you are on The Rock.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
All right, buddy, what you got for us?
So I'm a comic book artist, and I was supposed to go to the Baltimore Con about a year and a half ago, and instead of shipping the stuff to the hotel there, prior to that, I was at a show 2 weeks prior to that and shipped everything there. So I ended up at the comic con, and, you know, you pay over $2,000 for your booth, and I basically had to go to Staples and get paper and pens and sit there and wave and be like, hi, would you like a piece of art?
Oh, you had none of your stuff there. Oh, that's a beating, because that's that, for a lot of you dudes, that's how you sell your books as well.
Everything.
Oh, man. Well, dude, you want to give a shout out? What's a title that we would know you've done?
So I do stuff under Coffin Comics. I've done some Marvel stuff, some Patriotic.
Nice.
I got a Lady Death cover coming out in March. Super excited about that.
Oh, Justin, so, you know what? I'm going to put you on. You're a local dude. We've
had him on, yeah.
Had Justin on. Okay. I thought it was familiar.
Who is this man? I never heard of him before.
Yeah, he made me a sweet Thanos art.
Yeah.
The sparkling one.
That's awesome. That's the one I bought you.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Oh, nice. Justin, you do some good work, man. Well, I can appreciate that. Man, that's the worst feeling when you're getting ready for, you're doing a big trip and you travel and you need all your stuff and you send it to the wrong place.
Vicky's showing me his artwork. This dude's talented.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, Justin. Super detailed. Nice stuff.
Yeah.
Nice stuff, BJ.
And, dude, all of his stuff, all that nice stuff, he sent somewhere else. So he pays for this con and sits there and he's got nothing. Oh, that sucks. Oh, I hate that.
Man, we got a text message at 77999. I'm a former pharmacy tech here. Doctor wrote in for an infant's prescription and miscalculated the math and increased the dosage by 1,000%.
Oh!
We didn't catch it right away. About an hour after the prescription was picked up, it was still nagging us, so we looked at it again and found the error. And thankfully, the baby hadn't taken any of the medication yet. Oh, that would have been bad.
Oh, dude. There's a guy that I know that had MS, or MS-like disease. Mm-hmm. There's a disease that's like MS, but it's not. And it's different enough, but the treatment is exactly the opposite. So whatever you do for MS is actually detrimental for somebody that has his thing. Mm-hmm. So for all these years, they said, dude, you've got MS. And they kept giving him these drugs and this stuff and this everything to the point where it messed with his brain and he was having ulcers. And then finally, you know, I mean, it was getting bad for him. He's like, man, I don't think I can take this anymore. He goes to the doctor and they go, oh, no, you don't got that. You got this. And Jesus, they've been killing you all these years because the drugs, this is the wrong drug.
Did he chew their pants off?
Dude, I don't know if he should have. I talked to him like, how do you not have $1 skillion because of the fact that, I mean, but apparently it is a common problem because they're that related, this particular disease. And unfortunately, the cure for one or the treatment for one is just so bad for the other. And, oh, man.
Do you think that's an ongoing issue? Like, they really need to make sure before they even hand that out to somebody.
I agree, dude. It's amazing just how bad, you know, the medical industry can be depending on where you are. It's like, you know, when you get hurt, you really hope that they fly you to the best place. You know, you go, yep. You know, I'll pay for the helicopter. Take me to the best hospital you've got.
I notice your daughter's in the room.
Oh, yeah. Here you go.
Yes.
Sarah. Oh, hey.
What have you done?
This was actually a few weeks ago at the restaurant I work for. We have a few glass pours of wine, right? They're like $9, $10, $11, but if the bottles are like $40 or $50. Uh-huh. So one of the bottles ran out, so I went to the wine cellar and got what I thought was the exact same bottle. I didn't look at the year. It was a different vintage. The bottle that I ended up opening and giving as glass pours was like a $400 bottle of wine.
Oh.
Yep. I didn't know. I was having a great old shift, all jolly, until the next morning that my boss had a group text and showed us the difference of the bottles and was like, somebody opened this bottle and gave us a glass pour, and this bottle's almost $400. Yeah. And it was only me or somebody else. It was only us two that were on.
So you blamed it on the other person, of course. Right? No, I'm kidding.
No.
Are you still employed there?
I'm still shocked. I felt so bad, though.
They must really be hard up for help.
You
would think they'd have post-it notes on all the bottles. Like, don't F with this one.
This one's really expensive.
Right.
Yeah. No, they don't, but they should.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Or have employees that know how to read. I mean, I don't know. One or the other.
It's the exact same label. It's just a different year.
Yeah. I mean, and look, you know, if you're a wine idiot, you don't know that, oh, yeah, the 2007 is much more valuable than the 2008.
I would be curious if the person that you served that to, because they already had a glass of the other wine.
Yeah.
I wonder if they noticed the difference. It'd be a great moment to be able to tell, like, where they have a sip of that wine, be like, wow, this is so much better than the one that we just had.
Yeah.
I always wonder about those things because it's all in the eye of the, I guess, you know what I mean?
Most people probably didn't notice,
the palate of the beholder is what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. I say just grab some box wine, refill that bottle. Everything's good.
Right? Oh, yeah. My manager would love me. She wouldn't.
Dude, again, Steve's right, though. What if you tell somebody this is a 2008 Slapola?
The Slapola from 2008? That's rare.
And they're drinking box wine, but they know that the bottle, it's just like people that buy brand names and they go, hey, that, you know what? You want Gucci on there? Sure, pay an extra $1,000.
We had a buddy that would always show up with what's that nice
Patron,
but he would fill it up with like the bottom of the shelf type tequila,
the really cheap stuff,
and show up to parties with the bottle of Patron, and nobody knew it wiser.
What is the over under when Hair Club comes in and yells at us because he knows wine and we're idiots? What's the over under? 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes?
Well, as long as he brings a donut with him, I don't care.
Okay,
and we should try to trick him.
They've actually done studies where they get wine connoisseur experts, and they say, okay, what do you think of these two wines? One's an expensive one, one's a cheap one. They're like, oh, the cheap one's garbage and the expensive one's great. It's like, oh, that's funny, they're the same wine.
Yeah.
And then they did the same thing with white wine and red wine. They just dyed the white wine red and they couldn't tell the difference.
Really?
Because
it's supposed to be full body to go with pastas if it's a red wine, right? Or something like that.
I feel like the super snobby wine people would probably be able to tell a difference, notice something, but I think the people that try and act like as if they're
They're the most annoying too.
Mm-hmm.
They put their nose fully in their glass and they swirl it, swish it around in their mouth, and you're like,
God, I know.
How is it? Is it okay?
It's, you know, what?
It's fermented grapes, buddy.
Yeah, you're gonna get drunk.
I drop a shot of Jaeger in there and just crush it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wine bombs.
I would have so much respect for you. You would get that bottle of wine for free.
You know, that's the thing. And those kind of people, really, you want to put them in that dilly dilly wine cellar. You really do. You know, I just really want to.
I never really drink.
drink wine, but one time when you get a glass of wine, you just start doing that swirly thing, and I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah,
I know it has a reason behind it, but I'm like, I don't care.
I do that with my Diet Coke. I really feel like I get the effervescence.
Sometimes when someone gives me wine, I'm like, oh crap, I have to drink this. So it's like when you get food you don't like, you just kind of play with it for a minute. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same vibe,
and it makes you look fancy.
Chug it. Yeah. Just chug it. Get
chug
out
it.
I like to be the most white trash when it comes to my wine. I'll put like soda in it or orange juice just to make it taste better.
Oh,
I'm not a big fan of wine.
What do they call it? There's a name for that, right?
Stupid. Yes.
Yeah. I just want to get drunk and I want it to taste good.
There you go.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I've heard wine and Coke, but wine and orange juice?
My mom does it.
Wait, wine and Coke?
I know there's a name for that. Putting some juice in wine. Disgusting. I just don't know what the hell it is.
Mom used to do that. Yeah. But I've never heard of wine
tequila,
and orange juice.
Some kind of sunrise or I don't know.
There's no wine.
Capricola. What the hell is it?
Calamotsko? It's like a really weird name with a bunch of T's and X's in it.
Are you thinking of sangria?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking of.
That's fresh fruit.
Yeah, that's fruit juice and wine.
Well, that's what she's putting in. She's putting in orange juice. Isn't that fruit juice? Yeah.
You said cola, didn't you?
Oh. Both.
Both.
She said both.
She said
both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Just don't do that. Especially if you're at a restaurant. People will judge you.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
Put Coke or orange juice in your
I'm going to go to your restaurant and do it.
Oh, gosh.
Let me talk to Tyler and Renton. Tyler, you are on the rock.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, Tyler, how about you? When'd you screw up at work? What'd you do?
So it wasn't me. It was actually a coworker. It was about 8 years ago. I worked at a car wash. It was my first job. And part of the job is before you send the car through, you're supposed to check the beds of the trucks. And a particular coworker didn't check the bed of his truck. And he had fishing line attached to, with weights attached to it all throughout the back. And the wraps grabbed onto the fishing line. And there was a Mercedes-Benz going through behind it, and it whipped the weights around and created over 350 dents on the passenger side.
And so now
he got fired on the spot.
Well, now we know why Walter White had to go and sell meth instead.
Damn.
There we go. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
I'd imagine when he's getting fired, he's probably thinking, you don't need to tell me.
Yeah, we were 16, so, you know, when that happened, we were all freaked out. Like, am I going to be in trouble? It wasn't me, but he was not happy.
That's a beating. Oh, man. Yeah, well, I mean, what do you do? I mean, they got to pay for it. Damn. Oh, that's the trouble of hiring kids, man. I mean, you just have to expect that there's going to be some major screw-ups that happen that cost, you know, like a $400 bottle of wine, even though Sarah's not a kid, but, you know. Let's go to Ben in Linwood. Ben, you are on the rock.
Happy Bang Friday, guys. How's it going?
Hey, bang.
Bang. Bang, bang. Bang, bang.
All right, Ben, how about you? What about you? What's your screw-up about?
So, I've had many, but my worst one personally was that I had to run a conference call. And for about 20 people, and I figured, okay, I got home from work. I have a couple hours before that conference call. I can get a little stoned.
Uh-oh.
So I did.
Oh yeah.
And then the call got pushed forward an hour.
Oh.
And so I had to run this conference call completely stoned, and I ended up having a panic attack about 5 minutes in because I just was not going well, and so I hung up and blamed it on losing signal.
Good call. Oh, that's a smart move on your part.
I have dealt with so many people in the tech world, and I wonder if that's really what it was this whole time, is they were just stoned.
Probably.
I
hopped back on and finished it up, though, so, you know, it wasn't too terrible. Nobody knew.
Well, that's what they get for moving up the call. Seriously, they should have stuck to their original schedule. Nice. Appreciate the call, Ben.
Dude, this text is, this applies to us one time. I used to work in radio. One of my weather, during one of my weather tracks, I accidentally dropped the F-bomb and forgot to record over that track. 3 hours later, I found that my F-bomb track had gone out on the air at least once, if not twice an hour for the past 3 hours.
Oh, whoops. God.
Remember when when we would leave for vacation, sometimes we would pre-record some stuff and we would leave it up to the person that recorded it to edit it all up and clean it all up. So it was good. And so we did it, and we were done, and we were like, okay, we're done, yay. And I go, all right, I'm going to just go home and F my dog as a joke.
Oh, no.
And you remember this?
I do remember this.
The guy who was supposed to edit it didn't edit that part out, and then the guy who was running the board never even thought to, like, hit the dump button.
Oh.
So all of a sudden, I'm getting all these emails
And someone's like, hey, dude, what do you want to do to your dog? Did I just hear you say you're going to do this to your dog? And I'm just like, what the hell's going on, man? Like, how is that possible?
Oh, and of all things that you would say, because we used to pick on you all the time about
right.
that. Right. Oh, God. That was, I forgot about that. Oh, that was horrific.
Oh, that was the worst yeah. thing ever.
Yeah, that was bad.
Right, because it was like, not only did the person, I thought the mics were already done and the recording was done. And it didn't get edited out. And then the guy who was running the board, that was the biggest mess up. It's like, dude.
Dude, that was a failure on a lot of places.
Yes.
That's the other thing. That, I remember those meetings, and I remember me kind of going, really? How does that happen twice?
Right.
How does that happen twice? And so, yeah, ever since then, you and I, we like, okay, we can't trust anybody. You'd think that, you know, somebody would hear that and go, okay, so we make flag that. That's why you hear us say flag that so much is because of the fact that we're flag happy now because, hey, you never know when someone's dog is going to be effed on the air, baby.
And I'm just waking up to a slew of emails and thinking,
oh, God, that was bad.
I'm screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. You that was not a good moment for you. That's it all. That's a fact. Damn.
Wow.
Well, Steve, congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
You're still here.
Yeah.
And as far as I know, your dog and you have a platonic relationship.
And luckily, that wasn't run 4 or 5 times like this guy's weatherman thing. Could you imagine listening to a radio station, the weather reports, just like blah blah blah, and it's gonna be effing sunny later.
Yeah, dude. I know. Oh, well, there you go. That's what happens when you. Well, the days of sharing passwords to things like Netflix may be over. No!
Yeah, uh-oh. You
no!
crooks.
I have to watch a show that Rev has.
Yeah, pay for it.
Oh, I'll tell you why. It's 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How much does bankruptcy cost?
Usually with my office, we do a flat fee that includes all your court costs, filing fees, credit counseling, credit reports, and one cost. In Chapter 13 cases, that usually starts at about $900. With Chapter 7 cases, the total cost, including all your court costs, attorney fees, is usually about $1,500. We offer payment plans on Chapter 7, so you can start a file with my office for as little as $200. You can send your creditor calls to us. We'll take your creditor calls while you gather up your information and make payments on the rest of the fees. With Chapter 13 cases, we can make payment arrangements in most cases as well and get your case filed even sooner in a Chapter 13 case because of the reorganization aspect to it.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.